Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back to Fort Worth, Texas, the home of the Big E Sports Show. And it is time to talk a number of headlines in the world of sports. Of course, at the forefront is the Masters. My sweet honey is out there taking it all in. And I'm talking to my other great guy. That is Tom Pippen, who we always enjoy hearing from out of Milwaukee with Fox Television, the guy that says he's the frustrated athlete who just loves people. Tommy P, how are you?
Oh, Big E, always a little better talking to you. As we speak, we had 72 degrees on opening day at Miller Park. The roof was open for the first time ever and second warmest, I think, since 1982. We're walking Travis, who was named after former Marquette player and NBAer Travis Diener from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, up the road a piece. And it's snowing a little bit. It's cold. I got the heavy jacket. So talking to you makes me feel great as Travis walks me. I mean, I walk Travis.
The one thing, a little caveat there, Tom, just watch where you're stepping. Okay.
You're right, pal. Absolutely. In fact, if I pause and hesitate, you'll know that we have to take a timeout on the run, so to speak.
Well, we are going to talk about the Masters, but let's just take a detour here real quick. The Rangers, of course, had their opening day and just a fantastic turnout. And you were saying it's the same there for the Brewers, right?
Unbelievable. They had their second largest crowd ever at Miller Park with close to 47,000 people. And 3 million fans the last 2 years for a market such as Milwaukee is absolutely incredible. They had that postseason run a couple of years ago for the first time since the 82 World Series, and they're putting a competitive ball club on the field, and the fans here just absolutely love it. St. Louis Cardinals, obviously the team to beat in that NL Central, Big E, but a lot of fun, and as we speak, the Milwaukee Brewers signing Giovanni Gallardo, their young ace pitcher, to a 6-year, $30 million contract guarantee, which could ratchet up to 42. So I'm going to see if I can make friends with Yo at the news conference.
That is an incredible amount of money. And it's interesting, Tom, as I listen to you talk, and you've been on the show many times. We love talking college basketball. We've had you on talking the NBA, the NFL, Brett Favre. But I hear a real smile in your voice when it comes to baseball. Is that your favorite sport?
Well, you're so perceptive, and I love hoops. I think from covering sports at that standpoint, it would be college basketball, but baseball is absolutely. The first year here in 1982, when you were still in diapers, kiddo, we had the 1982 World Series, and I said, young man, which I could at that time, be thankful. You never know when it'll happen again. But, yeah, growing up, I was Phantom Swings, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, if anybody remembers those guys. So baseball is a great love. Still love the, I call it the national pastime, even though it's the NFL these days.
Tom Pippins is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We do want to take time to pause and direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. You can also join us and follow us on Twitter. That is Twitter/eradiosports. And we do have to take time to thank our premier corporate sponsor, our good friends and folks at Western Company of Texas. Now, Tom Pippins, let's shift gears, shift avenues, and let's zero in and focus on the Masters. Obviously, Tiger Woods, the controversy just seems to keep rolling along. Your thoughts on Nike's brand new ad that is out?
Well, first of all, I wish I was with your sweet honey at Augusta. Oh, what an awesome experience, and I'm sure he'll be getting a glimpse or two of Tiger. Very intriguing, to say the least. I know we played it in our sportscast the other night. We saw it run on ESPN and the Golf Channel, that being the day before the Masters. The timing, interesting. Nike, as you know, one of the few sponsors that has stood by Tiger through all of his travails. And they came out with a hello world. They're not afraid to press the hot buttons. I was intrigued. I think there are some who at this point are already tired of it and they're criticizing Tiger. I was okay with it. I thought it was provocative, no question. But I think as I have listened to Tiger, I have felt that he has been sincere. I think he's doing the best he can to deal with his issues. Do you forgive? I hope so. Do you judge? I hope not. I don't. I just look in the mirror. I know there are many people, if he was to have a hole in one every hole, do a backflip, would never forgive. They would only judge. I get some of that. I certainly don't get all of it. I think that spot was something that perhaps he wanted to do. I felt, again, the sincerity, the remorse. We know how tight he is with his dad. He can't ask his forgiveness in person. I'm sure he does it in his heart. It's time for Tiger, though, now to move on and get away from this and just do what he is gifted by the good Lord to do at this point better than any human being on the planet, and that is to play golf. And I would hope that people would also find it in their hearts to forgive and just enjoy what he can do. He's got to work out the personal issues. He needs to apologize and be accountable to his friends, his family, perhaps a couple of sponsors. And after that, it really isn't anybody's business, though he is a person who cannot move without TMZ or someone else being all over it, as we have found out over these last few months.
Well, Tom, I do definitely get the sense that, you know, the Tiger is being authentic. I'm along with you in terms of, you know, I'm tired of the drama. I'm so ready for them to turn the page. I mean, how much more can he say? That doesn't give him a free pass by any means. But I will say this, when I did watch the video online of the Tiger Woods new commercial that's out with Nike, I thought it was pretty powerful. I mean, obviously, and as you had said so well, Earl Woods obviously played such a huge and significant role in Tiger's life.
Yes, I'm sure there are some who feel that he wasn't being sincere with his made-up, if you will, news conference when he didn't take any questions. But that was basically a statement. I mean, can you imagine, Biggie, even as great as you are at what you do or what I hope I'm decent at, communicating with people, can you imagine having to get out there and do something such as that? And if he doesn't want to go to certain places about the incident and what happened with Elon and was she trying to take his head off with that iron or was she trying to help him? I mean, that's their business, no matter who he is. And I really think there's a peace of mind about him, a genuineness about Tiger Woods. And again, I'm not condoning what happened, but who's to say it didn't happen with some of the greats in golf or any other sport in years gone by? It's just that today, everybody knows when he goes to scratch his ear, somebody's going to be there to help him with it. And that's just the way of the world. I think what's interesting now is, and I know in the local papers, there's every analyst out there. You know, he's a follower because he's controlled by his people. And is he going to be able to compartmentalize all this? And is it going to take away from who he is? Can he possibly focus for 20 hours over four rounds in a golf course? We shall see. We'll know very soon, won't we? Perhaps even as people are listening to this. I have a feeling that if it isn't the Masters, he's going to break through soon. He will break Jack Nicklaus's record, and he will go on to have great, great success. And when he does, he'll win back a lot of people. Look at Kobe Bryant. Look at ex-president Bill Clinton, for goodness sake. You know, that was an issue with an intern that he lied about. But everybody wants to stand in judgment. And I think at some point in time, again, we all need to look in the mirror and just, move on. You accept and you understand the nature of what was done that was wrong. But we're just so focused, I think, on being negative. That's something that disturbs me, to be honest with you.
Well, and the other thing too, Tom, you know, I think as parents, we do need to be very selective with who we really push our kids towards and don't put some of these athletes on such a high pedestal or, you know, whatever it is. You mentioned former President Bill Clinton. I mean, even putting some of these guys on such high pedestals, I mean, they are human no matter what, and they can fall.
Absolutely, and it really does point out, I don't think I agreed with Charles Barkley that we're not role models. I think athletes are role models by the very nature of what they do. But as you point out, that doesn't mean they don't fall. Then it's up to the parents to talk to their children about their sports heroes and remind them that they're human, just as we're human as parents, but we do the best we can. But if I'm a kid, I want Big E and her husband raising me up. They're my role. You're my role models, if you get my gist.
Tom, you're so sweet. Tom Pippins is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. If you hear him breathing a little hard, it's because he's walking his dog right now. He's doing double duty right now with us. But tell us about, as far as with Tiger Woods, we've heard a lot of commentary in terms of how his approach, how his mindset will change with his golf game, that he's going to tone down his exuberant outbursts. You know, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I have no problems with the high fives or, you know, just bringing it all in. I mean, I'm a demonstrative gal. When you're out there, you show emotion. Is that such a bad thing, Tom?
No, I think it's a good thing. I have no problem with that. And yeah, he is competitive. Occasionally you can tell he'll be muttering a word or tossing a club. I don't think he does it in an obnoxious manner. I think I'm all good with that. If it causes him perhaps to try to reach out and appreciate his fans a little bit more, I've only had a little bit of exposure to Tiger Woods when he came to Whistling Straits up there in Haven, Wisconsin, near Kohler, north of us, for the PGA Championship a few years ago, and we'll probably have that privilege of running into him again because the PGA will be there this August. I think he's a good guy. I think he's got a good heart. I think he is sincere. He doesn't come across maybe as charismatic as a Phil Mickelson, but I think he's got a good heart. I really do. I think that he was a golf club, as you know, was put in his hands very early. He was pushed pretty hard. His father and mother did a great job, but you could see where issues might develop when you grow up the way he grew up as a prodigy that way. So, I think he's going to be just fine being who he is on the golf course, maybe appreciating some of his fans a little bit more than he has in the past, but still, he's got to maintain privacy. I mean, how can you play golf if you're turning around every moment, high-fiving every fan, signing every autograph? It just can't be done.
Well, it's unrealistic, too. And you know, you have to think that there's going to be some fans. They're going to have some outbursts, or they're going to say something hateful or rude. Tiger Woods won't be able to live up to all these expectations. And hopefully that he'll be able to just maintain that type of focus. You know, it is interesting. I do want to ask you, you know, after having a 5.5 month hiatus since the month of November, how long will it take, you know, for him to get back into complete stride? I mean, the one thing that goes when you really step away from the game of golf is it's going to be your short game and your putting.
You bet. You betcha. And I think that I mean, he's so great that it wouldn't be shocking if he went ahead and won the Masters. And again, I'm not sure when we're playing here, but on the other hand, it wouldn't shock me completely if he doesn't make the cut. But I don't think it'll take him a long time, Big E. I think, as you point out accurately, he really has to work on that short game. He's been playing some practice rounds. You know, he keeps himself in terrific shape. But he just needs to get out there and play competitive golf. Again, as you're so aware, there's a big difference between stepping out of the hoops court and, you know, fourth quarter, whatever the case may be, 3 minutes to go in the game and you're down by four versus just having a good workout. So it'll take some time, but I don't think it'll take much time.
Just a few more minutes with Tom Pippins with Milwaukee's Fox 6 Television. And let's shift gears a little bit. We do want to get your take on the national championship game. Duke Butler, first of all, the fact that Butler was in the national championship game is such a tremendous testimony to perseverance, hard work, and that it can happen. Those dreams can come true. But they did fall short 61-59. But I tell you what, Butler certainly won the hearts of a lot of folks this year.
It was amazing, and you know, rightfully so. It's all Duke. It's all Mike Krzyzewski, one of the greatest coaches of all time. But if Gordon Hayward plays Jimmy Chitwood in the movie Hoosiers, and that half-court shot goes in instead of bouncing out, what, just long? And, you know, Chitwood took an easier shot. It was a jumper. Come on. I think that it would have been, the focus would have been on perhaps the greatest upset of all time, from start to finish, this Butler team. But again, they are a mid-major. They also were in the top 10 earlier in the season. So this is a team that can play ball. They may not play ball every year. They may not get the greatest players from the South or you name it. But they will, I think, get enough Gordon Haywards and that guy, Matt Howards, to be able to not only be the class of the horizon, which we have a couple of state teams in it, UW-Milwaukee and UW-Green Bay, but make some noise in the tournament. Look at Gonzaga. So, but it was just so terrific. It was about as pure as it gets in this day and age. And it reminds me again, Big E, that I've got to watch Hoosiers. I just love that movie.
Yes, and we've all watched it at least 10 times. There's no doubt about it. What are your thoughts on, Tom, in terms of the expansion of the tournament?
I don't like it, Big E. I'm fine the way it is. I don't think anything's perfect, but I feel strongly if you go to 96, then you got, you know, well, let's go to 100 because there are some teams getting out. And you know, this extra round, and it's good for coaches. It's good for security. If someone pointed out to me, hey, it was 32, and we thought it was perfect. At 165, we came to love it. But I just think right now it's as good as it gets. The reality of it is, as you're well aware, it's all about the cashola. So we'll go to 96 probably because of that.
Absolutely. And I am in agreement with you. I'm just like, you know, if we want to change anything, let's change college football, right? I don't know if you're – are you a traditionalist on that?
You know, I don't think I could disagree with you on anything if you paid me because I think you're so great. But aside from that, yeah, I think why not? Come on. I mean, why? Because the student-athlete, it's a bunch of malarkey. The bowl games, I think money drives it. But I think if you could get to an actual championship – it would be fantastic. You know, play an extra game, whatever it takes, but get it done. Love to see it. Maybe it will happen sometime. I would think they could figure out a way to make pretty good money on that.
We are getting ready to wrap up our interview with Tom Pippins with Milwaukee's Fox 6. Real quick, Tom, tell us where our listeners can go and find out more information on some of the things that you do.
Well, that's wonderful of you. We're fox6now.com. Fox TV station in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have a lot of fun. Milwaukee's a neat market, Big E, because you can cover everything from your high school sports. We gravitate to human interest stories and sharing how people are overcoming adversity and odds. And then you got your Packers, your Bucks, your Brewers, you name it, you know, Marquette, University of Wisconsin. We got the Badgers in the Frozen Four. Any hockey fans out there. So it's a lot of fun, and I appreciate it. It's always a privilege to be with you.
I have to ask you real quick, what's the latest with Brett Favre?
Well, he's a grandpa. We know that. How about that?
Yes, I know.
Grandpa Favre, you got to love it. And we were joking that Parker Brett Favre may be eligible for the NFL, and his grandpa may still be waffling on whether to play a 41st season. I love Brett Favre. He's the greatest ever. He may be a diva, but for all that many Packer Nation fans are upset because he went to the Vikings, particularly the younger ones who can't appreciate him the way the old folks can,
yes,
he's still our diva. I love the guy and wish him nothing but God's blessings. And I'd be surprised if he doesn't come back, not only for one more season, but as a former Packers teammate of his told me not too long ago, maybe he signs a 2 or 3 year extension. I mean, the guy did play pretty darn well for a fellow who hit 40 in October, didn't he, Big E?
Absolutely. Tom, thank you so much for stopping by, and have a great workout, and we'll catch up with you here real soon. Take care and blessings.
Best to you and the family. God's blessings to you, Big E, and to your listeners, of course.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead. James Hale is going to be joining us with OUESPN.com.